The first drone disintegrated the cruiser, and the other one, 0.01 second behind, glided on down to impact on the planet. The fighter missed the planet by a couple of hundred kilometers and hurtled on into space, decelerating with the maximum 25 Gs. He'd be back in a couple of months. But the Torrens weren't going to wait. They were getting close enough to our lines for both sides to start using lasers, but they were also within easy grenade range. A good-sized rock could shield them from laser fire, but the grenades and rockets were slaughtering them. At first, Brill's troops had the overwhelming advantage. Fighting from ditches, they could only be harmed by an occasional lucky shot or an extremely well-aimed grenade, which the Torrens threw by hand with a range of several hundred meters. Brill had lost four, but it looked as if the Torren force was down to less than half its original size. Eventually, the landscape had been torn up enough so that the bulk of the Torren force was able to fight from holes in the ground. The fighting slowed down to individual laser duels, punctuated occasionally by heavier weapons. But it wasn't smart to use up a tachyon rocket against a single Torren, not with another force of unknown size only a few minutes away. Something had been bothering me about that holographic replay. Now, with the battle's lull, I knew what it was. When that second drone crashed at near light speed, how much damage had it done to the planet? I stepped over to the computer and punched it up, found out how much energy had been released in the collision, and then compared it with geological information in the computer's memory. 20 times as much energy as the most powerful earthquake ever recorded, on a planet 3/4 the size of Earth. On the general frequency. Everybody topside, right now. I palmed the button that would cycle and open the airlock and tunnel that led from administration to the surface. What the hell, Will? Earthquake. How long? Move. Hillebeau and Charlie were right behind me. The cat was sitting on my desk, licking himself unconcernedly. I had an irrational impulse to put him inside my suit, which was the way he'd been carried from the ship to the base, but knew he wouldn't tolerate more than a few minutes of it. Then I had the more reasonable impulse to simply vaporize him with my laser finger. But by then the door was closed, and we were swarming up the ladder. All the way up, and for some time afterward, I was haunted by the image of that helpless animal, trapped under tons of rubble, dying slowly as the air hissed away.